Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Y'all, welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Are you excited to see us? Because you better be, because we're happy to see you.
Okay.
I see you right there. Now, we got a big show popping off today, so relax and let us dish on your latest celebrity news. Now, LA is out today, so is Portia Williams, but no worries. Look who's over there in camouflage. That's Eva Marcel for the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Woo, woo.
Later, Eva Gary.
Are you guys not excited to see me again?
I clapped.
Have I worn out my welcome?
I was clapping inside.
I clapped.
Hey, wait, later, Eva Gary and Brad compete to see if they can figure out what celebrities used to be roommates and what celebrity confessed to eating bugs for money.
Ew.
But first, what you got, Brad?
Well, Headcrack, before he was Thor, actor Chris Hemsworth was a milk cleaner.
Oh.
During a recent appearance on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, Fallon, along with Hemsworth and comedian Kumail Nanjiani, played a game called True Confessions, and Hemsworth reveals something quite interesting. He claims his first job was cleaning out, wait for it, breast pumps.
Oh, that's interesting.
According to Hemsworth, pharmacies would rent out the breast pump machines, and he claims they'd come back covered in dry milk, and I'd have to clean the dry milk.
Oh. That's lightweight gross.
That's so disgusting, because it's like, that stuff spoils.
And all you gotta do is just rinse it when you're done, ladies.
Yeah.
Just rinse it. Like, it should be coming back dry.
Breast milk spoils?
Yeah, like regular milk.
All milk spoils.
Oh.
That's one thing I was, like, habitual about, was cleaning out that breast pump and all the little pieces and all that. It's the fear that you're gonna get some kind of contamination in there. You get salmonella.
It was a pump. I thought they connect the baby to the breast and that's the milk.
Well, sometimes you gotta, like, you know, pump it ahead of time, or maybe you're not around when the baby's around, so you pump it into a bottle and give it to the baby later.
Well.
But as gross as it may sound, is there a certain amount of money that you guys would accept to do a job like this?
Yeah, I would get paid. That ain't nothing bad. You're just cleaning out a pump. You taking it and putting it in some water, rinsing it out with some dishwashing liquid, and that's it.
Says the same man who uses one towel for his face and his ass.
Yeah, that's a good job.
Well, speaking of jobs, we always love hearing about those jobs that some of our favorite stars almost got to play. And we have a couple of real interesting ones. Now, you know the role of Elle Woods in Legally Blonde?
Yeah, right?
This made Reese Witherspoon a mega star.
Absolutely.
You know who almost got that gig, though?
Who?
Christina Applegate.
Oh, you know what? She would have did good, too.
I totally could have saw Kelly Bundy in that part. But she said she wasn't interested because of this. She said, the script came along my way, and it was right after I just finished Married with Children. And it was, you know, a blonde who was in that first script, dim-witted, but ends up going to Harvard. It was just, I got scared. I got scared of kind of repeating myself. So, for the same reason that, like, I referenced her as Kelly Bundy, that was the reason why she didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
You don't get typecast.
It totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think the thing about Elle Woods in Legally Blonde was that she was more than just a blonde. That was the point, was that she was more than just a cute girl with a nice outfit and blonde hair, but she was actually really bright.
She was legal.
I think me and Gary both have not seen this film.
No, we haven't.
Really?
I'm not the target demo.
You've never seen Legally Blonde?
Nah, seen Cruel Intentions, though.
Yeah, because there's, like, sex in that movie.
Oh, you know what? Here's one of my favorite movies. Like, you know, the Bourne series, one of the classics of all time. Like, Matt Damon is whipping all types of ass in small spaces. Mm-hmm. But the word is Brad Pitt, Russell Crowe, and Sylvester Stallone were all reportedly offered the role before Matt Damon signed on the dotted line.
Really?
I couldn't see nobody but Matt Damon doing
it. I was getting ready to say only Matt Damon.
And the last one, Jamie Foxx's Bae Katie Holmes, almost took Republican Taylor Schilling's role as Piper Chapman in a hugely successful Netflix series, Orange is the New Black. Now, the creator, Jenji Cohen, said this about Katie. I met with her. She had other things to do. And also, in the beginning, no one knew what this was.
This would have been huge,
huge
for Katie.
Her.
You hear me?
Because she's so quiet all the time. She's like a mystery. So to see her do that, that would have been crazy. And it would have been good. I think it would have been great for her.
Jamie would have not liked that because she could have probably got addicted to it.
I think Jamie would have liked it.
I think the Jamie I know would have loved it.
Oh.
How much do you like it, Jamie?
Especially with her being a
Well, we all love experimenting with foods, but Rachel Ray took it to a whole nother level with this one, y'all. The popular TV chef spoke to reporters about her favorite snacks, and she explained that the 1973 children's book, How to Eat Fried Worms, inspired her to eat bugs as a kid. And she said, you know, I was a little kid when the book came out. I would eat fried worms for $1. I went the distance, and I ate 10. Okay, so what do y'all think about this? Like, eating bugs and things of that nature as a child. Did anyone else have a fetish or a desire to learn?
Well, I did used to like to eat the towel string. Like, there was something about,
but
like...
that's not a live creature.
No, that's called hood floss. Like, do you put a sauce on it? Like, do you dip it in, like, a tempanade or something?
I wouldn't be mad at that in duck sauce, probably.
I can't.
No, I'm not gonna. No, I don't. It's okay.
You're good.
People eat crickets and.
But people eat snail.
Yeah.
Snail is like a worm with a shell.
Yeah, escargot is what they call it.
Clams. Mm-hmm.
Do you eat escargot?
It's kind of different if it's a seafood opposed to a worm or a spider
a snail.
Or a roach or
you eat chocolate dipped roaches.
A that's hissing roach or something. That, no.
I need to experiment, hell.
You experiment just because you like noodles, Gary. Try to get us as in noodles.
Noodles or noodles.
Ooh.
All right, y'all. See, I don't know artist Tory Lanez, right? He's been getting a lot of attention lately. So he recently claimed that directors of his music video for a song, Good Love, tried swapping out a dark-skinned woman for someone lighter, but he pushed back and insisted on shooting with the darker-skinned woman.
Nice.
Now, Tory released the behind-the-scenes video to swap on social media, which got a lot of attention. Take a look. Okay, so on face value, it seems like he stood up for the brown skin beauties of the world.
They still do that?
Dope. What, swap people out?
I mean, you got people like Naomi Campbell that'll slay any color any day. Like, who cares? Like, are you, like, why did they take the dark skin girl out?
And it was just rude the way it happened right then in the middle of the filming. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're gonna do that, do it discreetly. Like, you just took this girl from getting her shine and put some light skin girl there, which made it look really bad. So I'm glad he did
that. Well, sometimes directors will, like, pull people out for, like, so they can have alt versions of the shot so they can, like, do different versions of the edit. But a lot of people are now saying that this was all for fronting, though. They're saying that this was a clout chasing effort. The darker skinned model, as well as the directors, are claiming that the rapper did not exclude the lighter skinned model, and so he wanted to do shots with both of the ladies.
We looked at the video and stuff, and it seemed like he told the darker skinned girl to come back.
That's what it seems like. But whoever filmed this, I think Headcrack is kind of saying that this was planned.
Well, he was
so we can say, oh my God, that was so nice of him to do
that
this.
Was not nice.
But did you see the look on that girl's face when he, like, it looked like he said something like, I want to keep the sister or something like that. You could see the look on that girl's face where she felt validated, where she felt like she was beautiful and he thought she was beautiful.
She turned into Mary McCheese. She was smiling.
She was. She was smiling. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be sexy. So you think it's all for publicity, or you think he really stood up for colorism?
I think both girls will be in that video, and this was a narrative he tried to spin in the moment, you know, because at the end of the day, colorism is a thing in a lot of
videos. A huge thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, the fact that people even showed up, because, like, you know, good help is hard to find a lot of times, especially on video shoots, and you want a person that looks a certain type of way. So the fact that they both showed up and they both represented.
Yeah, wearing clothes that you can't even wear underwear in, you know, that's a lot. That's a lie. All right, well, coming up, Madonna can't keep up with how many men have offered her sex. Yeah, I'll tell you about that and a lot more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, now y'all know Madonna is one of the biggest pop stars in the world, but it wasn't always that way. In the early 80s, when she was starting out, she was offered many recording contracts, but only in exchange for sex, y'all. Ooh. She said, I can't tell you how many men said, okay, well, if you give me a... Or, okay, if you sleep with me, sex is the trade, you know? Madonna eventually signed a contract with Seymour Stein at Sire Records, who believed in her talent and made her the star she is today.
So he's the lucky guy?
Oh, did she give him a you
I don't
think?
Know. It sounds like it.
No. It sounds like she held out to not be a part of Me Too and found someone that actually invested in her talent.
And Madonna went on to have sex with a lot of people. It went from Me Too to Y'all Too.
Yeah, but she had sex with people that she did, they did favors for her.
Yeah, like Tupac.
You know, at one point in time, everybody went to smash Madonna. Like, for real, for real.
No, Madonna has always been dope.
Sex symbol. You know icon. What I'm saying? No question about it.
But you know what? I don't understand. This is just me.
Okay.
Why are people so upset with the casting couch?
Because ain't nobody trying to get busted down for a role, Gary.
Like, I know I'm bad enough an actor to where, like, I'd probably have to have sex with somebody to be in Star Wars.
Would you f*** Yoda?
Maybe I might.
Nah. All right, y'all. Honey, it's time for What the Fashion?
And okay, honey, first up, y'all, we have rapper Post Malone, honey. He recently performed, honey, in a two-piece ensemble covered with vintage photos of Dolly Parton. Now, baby, Miss Parton herself, honey, even tweeted a shout-out saying, love the outfit from head to toe, Post Malone, with a winking emoji.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's super cute.
Yes, baby. That's, I mean,
that's how he dresses, though. You know, he dresses like country, like with cowboy boots and leather jackets with shingles. You know what I'm saying?
You think he want to sleep with Miss Parton? I don't blame him.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, she definitely has some assets.
I don't
like the Madonna of country.
Think so, yo.
You don't think so?
No. I think he has a respect for her. Like, I don't think he wants to smash.
You ain't never want to smash somebody you respect?
Not somebody older. Not somebody like Prince. 80-something.
And then too,
I'd have definitely smashed Prince. He can smash me against any wall, floor, ceiling, chandelier. Couch, drum set.
Oh, rat. By the way, that's how Prince will be doing her.
Ugh. You name it.
Anyway, child, up next, honey, we have the multi-talented Ray J. Now, he really shook things up, honey, on the red carpet recently. Now, for this one, you have to see, honey, the video. Take a look.
Ray J, together, guys.
Princess just walked right around. It don't even faze her anymore.
No.
She's like, used to him.
She's like, all right, and on to the next outlet. Right.
Well, what is the point of it?
Well, I think it was supposed to be a play on that one scene on Love & Hip Hop when his, like, beanie was moving around, but it didn't move around like that.
It didn't move around like that.
Aroused, not aroused.
I'm so confused. Why?
It also looks like the top of those little squeeze things where you get your medicine out for the kid, you know, like...
A dropper.
Yeah, it looks like a dropper top.
This is probably something that he's promoting because he's selling.
He said it's a prototype.
Yeah, he's going to sell these, I guess.
Yeah, he was saying he wanted to see how they do. It's a prototype.
Okay, I mean, it might sell. He's doing good with Raytronics, right?
But it's scary.
It is scary.
Well, after the break, it's game time. You should get pumped up, Eva. It's going to be Eva versus Brad versus Gary to see who knows these celebrity roommates. Stick around.
Oh, Lord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
And
I thought we'd have a little fun with this game called
Whose Roommate Is It Anyway?
So the way the game works is pretty simple. I'm going to give you the name of a celebrity. Then I'll read something that they said about another famous person they once lived with. First person to buzz in with the right answer wins the point. Most points wins. I think y'all know how this goes, all right?
Yeah.
Let's pop it off. So Jason Priestley of Beverly Hills 90210 lived with an A-list actor. Now, they were both broke, and all they did was eat ramen noodles, drink cheap beer, smoke Marlboros, and they would have a competition to see who can go without showering the longest until they had an audition. Who was the roommate, Gary?
Katy Perry.
Negative.
Brad Pitt.
That's correct.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, you just randomly guessed.
She cheated. Well, I thought about somebody that was old enough to be his roommate.
Yeah, they're kind of like
that Porsche syndrome. She cheated.
You're sitting right here. Yeah, you guys are all sitting here.
You need to get some points. All right, moving on to the next one.
Cheater.
Do you better get this one, Brat?
Whatever.
All right, now check this out.
I ain't listening no more.
Now, Brat, you probably should get this one.
Whatever.
So, Raven Simone of The Cosby Show and That's So Raven fame lived with another famous child actress in 2008. Raven says even though the actress paid her rent and had clothes there, she only came by the apartment 3 times. Who is the roommate?
Hell.
Yes, Gary.
Brat.
Is that your final answer?
Brat, yeah. The child actor?
That's going to be no. I'll give you another clue. Well, at least Raven's roommate wasn't a mean girl to her because sometimes her roommate could be a firecrotch. Who is it?
Lindsay Lohan.
That is correct.
How the f*** she knowing all the answers?
You said mean girl.
The mean girl was a clue.
Mean girl was
the clue. Gary, you can't say drop
with two. All right, so Justin Timberlake lived with this Canadian actor as kids when they starred in a very popular 90s kids show together. They got to sing, dance, and act. And Justin says they were probably closer than most of the kids on this show because they shared a bathroom for 6 months when Justin's mom became roommates, became the roommate's legal guardian for a time. Who's the
Lance Bass?
Negative.
Christina Aguilera.
That's going to be wrong as well.
Oh.
I'm going to give you guys another clue.
Give me one.
All right. Justin's roommate had starred in a lot of movies, but there is one that will have you crying in your notebook.
Ryan Gosling.
That's correct.
Oh.
Brett's on the board.
Oh, you're a cheater.
That notebook.
See? Context clues.
Well, you don't need context clues to do math. Looks like the winner with 2 points is
Nah,
Eva.
Nah. That ain't how we used to play before. That ain't how we used to play before. You had one. The last three?
Yeah, I thought there would have been 4 questions, but there were only 3.
Oh, she cheated.
Whatever, she cheated.
All right, cool. Little pregnancy victory dance. We like the way it's going down. Thank you guys for playing. You've all been good sports. And maybe we'll try this again with Whose Roommate Is It Anyway?
Don't worry, I'll tell you.
Shoot it.
We are the champions, my friend.
I'm gonna bottle this happiness because on Friday, I know you're gonna be mad at me.
So, up next, find out how your AirPods can make your next sexual experience more enjoyable. I'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, people! Well, in this next story, I'm going to go inside the bedroom with y'all, okay?
Oh.
In a recent survey conducted by TickPick, people confessed to wearing AirPods during sex.
No.
Yes, y'all, that's right. Wireless headphones. The survey was created to get a better understanding on musical and sexual preference of people. The survey also discovered people who listen to country music during sex have more of a satisfying intercourse, darling. Mm. And those who listen to pop were the least satisfied. Mm. And those who listen to hip-hop or rap were least likely to give oral pleasure. So how would y'all feel if your partner put on some AirPods right before you got busy?
As long as he's not listening to hip-hop, I think we okay.
No.
It sounds like I'm about to come up short.
But it seems like somebody who has AirPods in their ears is about to put in no work.
I would be pissed off if you put some AirPods in your ear when we have to say, how you gonna hear my sound?
How you gonna hear me?
Hear that.
Yeah, that's like...
You need to hear my sound.
Yeah, like, are you not that into me? Like, you don't want to hear me? Like,
who would do that?
Has anything weird ever happened to y'all during sex?
I had a friend in the closet watching. Is that weird?
Gary,
did you know
you
that ahead
lying.
Of time?
People really do that in real life?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened? Your
if
friends
you don't
said that
give a damn about that person. Girls hide in the closet and then, you know, peep out.
Did they come out in the middle of it?
No, they just watched us.
Did you know?
Yes, and I put them in
the closet. He put them in a closet. You wanted your friend to see you like that?
No, she could have him after me. Hell, I don't want
it. It was a she.
No.
Oh, Lord.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.